Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network, brought to you today by Fauch AgriService in downtown Grand Junction. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today with Jefferson Matters is our Executive Director, Matt Wietrich, with us now. So thank you very much, Matt, for coming on.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you, Coltrane.
You bet. And since we've got the Java and Juice season off and running already, our next one is coming up here later this morning.
Yeah, we're going to be out at the Green County Medical Center celebrating with them this week. They're celebrating all things hospitals and all the good things that they provide for rural communities, especially here. We appreciate them a lot. So stop on out. It'll be 9:30 to 10 to get to hear about some of the great things they're doing and their new walk-in clinic. I know they're really proud of that and excited to hear how that's going.
Absolutely. And it's also National Nurses and Hospital Week, so very fitting mm-hmm. that the medical center would
absolutely
be that
yes.
Now we go from there to yet another one that's happening the following week.
Yeah, we're going to be at Warm Wishes next week. And if you aren't familiar with where Warm Wishes is, it's on the northeast corner of the square across from the Mythaler Photography Studio there to the east. Stop on in there. Again, 9:30, you get to hear what's going on with Kristen there at Warm Wishes. She started to add a lot of different classes and different fun things, experiential things in the shop there. And she's always getting new cards in, new notebooks, new stationery, those types of things, stickers, coasters, neat little gifts. It's a great spot to stop in and pick up a very unique card. I highly recommend stopping in because the story of all the people that whose products she has in there are small business owners, and they're all very creative people. It's not the, you know, it's not the Target, it's not the Amazon things. These are all supporting small business owners, which is really cool. So it is a neat shop. Stop on in there. Check us out for Java and Juice next Friday.
What's also taking place later on this morning is a couple of new businesses with their ribbon cuttings.
Yeah, a couple of other neat spots, not too far from Warm Wishes, but out on East Lincoln Way. We will be at Good Stuff by Bill and Pauline and the RC Shack. They are neighboring businesses there, just across the road from the fairgrounds. And we are excited to be officially welcoming them with a kind of neighboring ribbon cutting event going on at 11 o'clock here later this morning. So stop on out, come on out and see what's going on there. Help us welcome them to the community. And you can kind of get a little feel for what happens there in the Good Stuff building. It's kind of a pickers type of atmosphere in there, if you will, and other kind of local memorabilia and souvenirs and stuff like that as well. And over at the RC Shack, RC stands for radio control or remote control. Darren's got a bunch of things like trains, planes, and automobiles, but radio controlled. So planes, helicopters, trains, cars, and trucks especially. And he sells all the different components of them. You know, you can really, if you wanted to get in there and soup up your car and all that good stuff. So come on out, check out something new, some experiential stuff, which we're always excited about. Again, 11 o'clock today, our next ribbon cutting things.
The day prior to Market to Market, which is next Saturday, with your starting block party coming right around the corner.
Yes, so next Friday and Saturday, this annual event is the Market to Market. That's early Saturday morning. And if you're a sleeping in person on Saturday morning, as you should be on Saturdays, some weekends anyway, right? You may not have ever even noticed Market to Market because they start at like 5 a.m. They're out of here by like 8:39 and boom, we're done. So there's about 200 teams. And if you're not familiar, this is a relay race starting in Jefferson and ends in Des Moines. There'll be 1,500 people participating in that, which is cool. And they always kind of have a nice fun party down in Des Moines. And so what we're wanting to do then, we've started a thing the night before. Again, it starts in Jefferson. We're calling it the starting block party. And when the runners are in town getting their information, their packet pickup is from 4 to 7 on that Friday night, the 19th. And we're going to have an event going on, coincidentally, that 4 to 7 time period. And so we're combining our Tower View team efforts and our promotions team efforts. And we're going to have downtown businesses will be open later. We're going to have some food from Casa Deo. We're going to have movie theater popcorn. We're going to have some donut holes from Dunkers. We're going to have some Deals Hard Cider, the Imagination Alley, and over at Warm Wishes, there'll be cider both places, all free. Also going on in Imagination Alley, Kelsey Wilson, who's been busy this week, will be there working on the alley and talking to folks about the vision of this, the process, the involvement of local school kids. Get to hear a little bit about the background of this. And oh man, it's really shaping up. It's going to be really cool. So if you're not familiar with Imagination Alley, that is, it's on the side of Art on the Fly on the west side of the square in downtown Jefferson. So a whole bunch of stuff going on. I didn't even get through all of it there, but that's the main thing. Come on downtown. It's a fun community event. We're hoping to also engage those out-of-town folks that are going to be here that night and get them in the community. And minimally, they think, Cool. There's some fun stuff going on here, and we should probably come back to Jefferson. So that's kind of our goal in starting this new, what we hope to be an annual event, the Starting Block Party.
And speaking of fun, boy, the first ever Fine Arts Hall of Fame for Greene County High School happened earlier this week, and just announced earlier was the Iowa High School Musical Theater Awards, first time I believe Greene County's ever been a part of, and they came away with a lot of awards from their very successful Addams Family musical.
Yeah, we could talk a whole program just about how exciting all this is. But I think in summary, number one, to have this inaugural class of these alums who have gone on to have successful careers in the arts, really cool for our local kids right now to hear the successes they've had, what they did here in Greene County, what the things they felt in Greene County as students and the support they had and the staff and the programs here, and how it helped them to go on and have a successful career in life in this arena. And just to hear that, I think, is really, really impactful. Like, they sat right where you are, and they have gone on to have this success. Mm-hmm. And so then, also now, what you just mentioned with essentially Addams Family production. So anybody who missed that, you really missed a treasure. It was fantastic. Several of these kids were specifically mentioned in these awards, were fantastic. The production overall was amazing. What's really cool is to know, listen, we've got this Career Academy, new high school, performing arts theater, new gym, and really see it being maximized and having productions that are such, you know, high level of talent and production quality. Really cool. A lot of really neat, great things going on here in the arts in the Greene County High School system. It's really cool.
We would be remiss if we didn't at least make a plug that with Mother's Day happening this weekend, don't forget, there's still those local shops you can go out to get those last-minute gift ideas for your good old mom.
Right, absolutely. Back to mention the warm wishes and the printer's box and Fudge's flowers and any number of gift cards that you could get at local restaurants and other places around town. That's a lot of stuff you can do all right here locally. Absolutely. Get out there, support your local folks, support your mama, give her some love from J-Town, helping everybody out and feel the love.
And that was Jefferson Matters Executive Director Matt Wietrich joining us once again. You're listening to Let's Talk Greene County, presented today by Fouch AgriService in downtown Grand Junction. Your channel, Seedsman. We'll be right back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.